When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yes, indeed. Welcome into our Friday edition of Sports Talk. It is December 6th. It is not an edition of Fans in the Pro today because Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister, they're traveling to New Jersey today ahead of the Sunday matchup for the New York Giants. The Saints getting an early start this week. They usually leave the day before, but I think Coach Riz wants to get up to the New Jersey area a little more. So me, Charlie Long, and Cullen Steele will be hanging out with you till 6 o'clock. Then we'll get into kickoff with Boomer and Valente. And, of course, 7 o'clock, the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup Playoff Edition. Plenty of fun action going on there. Charlie, what a night of sports. We had a lot of fun stuff going on between Thursday night football being a great game, the LSU women's basketball team with a comeback victory, taking it in overtime, and then also, hallelujah, the streak, ding-dong, is dead for the Pelicans.
I think we have kind of an order of operations here. Let's go in order that you mentioned.
All right.
We all won in pick six, Steve.
Woo-hoo!
It's a push. And for those out there that don't know, if it's a push in our pick six, I give us all a win. So, you know, the Lions and the Packers, they played a great game, as everyone expected. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And Dan Campbell, when it came down to it. And, you know, I kind of tuned in the second half once the Pels game was over. I think it's, you know, I kind of started around midway through the third quarter. But still, there was a ton of action. Josh Jacobs was awesome. 3 touchdowns last night. But then at the very end, where Dan Campbell's got like a 4th and inches call, he can kick the field goal to take the lead with like 40 seconds left. He goes for it.
Yeah, I ain't giving him any time.
I love Dan Campbell. You know, he's awesome.
Yes, yeah, everybody has been praising him. Obviously, you saw, I'm sure, his locker room post-game with the players. Just a guy that energy is so infectious, and you can tell his entire team loves him, and they seem to obviously love each other too. Hell of a run this Detroit squad has had, and what a turnaround he's had in Detroit for this franchise. They're going to start building a statue for him already out there.
Yeah, especially if he makes it too and wins the Super Bowl.
Hope to see him here. Yeah,
the Detroit Lions. Yeah, come down to New Orleans, Dan Campbell.
Miss you.
Yeah, have a beer. You know, so Dan Campbell. Now the Lions are 12-1. So, you know, that was the big kind of swing game, I think, in the NFC North. Like, every Minnesota Viking fan, every Philadelphia Eagle fan was rooting on the Lions to lose that game, but they went at home by 3 points on a game-winning field goal. For those that didn't see it, Dan Campbell with, like, 40 seconds left at the opponent, it was like the 25-yard line. He goes for a 4th and inches. They convert it. They run out the clock and kick the game-winning field goal, which is awesome to see. So now the Packers are still going to be a playoff team, obviously, in the NFC. They're a team to be feared, but it's kind of the hierarchy starting to separate, right?
Yeah.
Like, you see the Packers, you see the Eagles, and then there's a little bit of a drop-off where you see, you know, the group of the Packers and the Vikings, and then the division winners, potentially either the Seahawks or the Cardinals at this point out of the NFC West. And then the NFC South is just a disaster. but that, so, like, you saw,
it's like that meme with the three dragons and the ones like that, the cross eyes and the tongue out.
The Godzilla villain, isn't that like King Ghidorah or whatever?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, it's a little bit. You know, the NFC is starting to separate itself from the pack, the top teams, and it's Detroit and Philadelphia, and it just feels like they're kind of on a collision course for the NFC Championship game. But Detroit is trying to hold on to that, you know, home field advantage in the NFC. And right now with the 12-1 record, I'd say they're looking pretty good.
Yeah, they're mighty tough. And obviously that combo at running back is just so lethal and just keeps on, you know, pounding away, chip, chip, chip.
I mean,
just
Steve,
it's awesome.
You saw it like firsthand when you were a sideline reporter. Doesn't it remind you of like the Mark Ingram, Alvin Kamara backfield
right. In
like the late 2010s with David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs? There's a lot of similarities there. I know they call themselves like Knuckles and Sonic or whatever.
Right.
And I think like what was the Ingram and Kamara were like Thunder and Lightning or whatever. So it's pretty similar. But yeah, I mean, they're so fun to watch. Their offensive
Boom
line.
Boom and Zoom. That was Kamara.
Boom and Zoom. Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. I was kind of close there. But yeah, it's a fun team to watch play, and you just feel really happy for Detroit that now, after all these years of futility, that they're finally a contender.
Looking at the action in Baton Rouge, we had the LSU women's basketball team taking on Stanford, and the Lady Tigers made that late push, tie the game up, send things to overtime, and then they end up coming away with a 94-88 victory over Stanford. Tigers now, what is it, 10-0 on the season for them? And pretty impressive run for Kim Mulkey and squad.
I want to go back to what Kim Mulkey said with this. I believe it was definitely last year. It was Michaela Williams' freshman year. And she said that Michaela Williams could be one of the best players to ever play in Baton Rouge for LSU women's basketball, to ever suit up. And that was on full display last night, Steve. 32 points, 12 of 18 shooting, 5 of 8 from three-point range, 9 rebounds. And as you mentioned, a come-from-behind victory, 94-88 over Stanford. So Michaela Williams, Kim Mulkey knew instantly that she could be special, and she had it on full display last night.
You mentioned Kim Mulkey, Michaela Williams. Well, after the game, they were asked about that PMAC faithful that ended up leaving the game a little early and missed out on some stuff, and here's what they had to say.
Michaela, you're obviously focused on what's going on the floor. Did you notice that a lot of people left the game?
I did, and I took names. I won't see them in church Sunday because I'll be gone, but I'll catch them next Sunday. I saw it. Sure did. We were down, I think, 7 with about a minute and something to go. Some of them turned back around.
Yeah. You know, once I saw them walking out, I was like, okay. Maybe
fair weather fans. Let me be the bad guy. I saw who they were.
Kim Mulkey has got your number, folks, that you left early. I think that's hilarious. She is awesome. And obviously, this Lady Tigers team rolling right now and anxious for them to start SEC play eventually.
Yeah, you know, Steve, I'm actually not sure. Is the SEC in women's basketball as good as it is in men's this year?
Yeah, I'd have to check the standings, honestly.
I would need a look because I know in men's basketball it's a ridiculous.
The gauntlet, just like football, right?
No, I think they played like the ACC-SEC challenge or whatever. The SEC absolutely stomped the ACC.
Them, right?
It wasn't close. It was like 10-2 in those 12 games. So, yeah, the SEC is a gauntlet. It feels like in every sport, but, you know, I would have to do a little bit of research to see how good it is for the Lady Tigers once they get to conference play.
Then in the Smoothie King Center last night, even more joyous news. We are back in the win column, folks, and here's how it sounded on WWL Radio. John DeShazer and Todd Graffanini here on the call.
Booker between the legs. Herb's on him, and it's deflected, and
Herb.
The game
Herb.
Is over.
Herb. Put him in a straitjacket and finished it off.
Booker never got a shot off. Herbert Keyshawn Jones does it again defensively, and the Pelicans have snapped the 9-game losing streak. It is kerflooey.
Love the joyous call from Graf and DeShazer there. The Pelicans winning 126-124. And man, oh man, I know I was holding my breath there at the end, and I'm sure you were too, seeing Booker getting that ball.
Yeah, CJ missing the free throw, and I texted you. I was just like, oh boy. But then Herb Jones. I mean,
welcome back.
Yes. The stats about Herb Jones, and I'll pull him up here in just a second here, Steve. After the game, you heard Brandon Ingram say it when he was talking with Andrew Lopez on the television broadcast, that he's the heart and soul of the team.
Yeah.
Before he even came back, Trey Murphy said he's the heart and soul of the team. Last night, you saw it on full display. Herb Jones, first-team All-NBA defender, the heart and soul of the New Orleans Pelicans. He had been out since October 29th, and the Pelicans were in a complete rut without him. Now he's back. We'll see what they can do, because he's such a difference maker. And you look at the stat sheet, and he stuffs the stat sheet. 12 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals. That game-sealing block on Devin Booker, as John DeShazer has put it perfectly, that he put him in a straitjacket. I love to hear that. Herb Jones is fantastic. He's one of my favorite players in the NBA, definitely my favorite player on the Pelicans.
And seems to be a dude, too, that everybody rallies around.
Yeah. No, everyone loves him. When he had his jersey retirement for high school,
right.
Like basically the entire team showed up for him. They all love Herb. Herb is a great player for this team. He's underpaid as well. But, I mean, I just love everything that he brings to the floor on any given night. Especially on defense, but also, you know, his offensive game, too. He had a little bit of rust that he had to kick off in the first half, but he made some big shots in the second half, too. And when the moment was at its biggest, Devin Booker, who's historically destroyed the Pelicans, they threw Herb Jones on him. He didn't even get a shot off.
Right.
Blocked.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.